If no one can tell you the clicks, conversions, engagement metrics, that's a problem. If the campaign isn't tied to revenue or leads, retention, brand positioning, it's probably just fluff. Can it? Marketing is essential, but creativity without accountability is expensive. Every idea, no matter how shiny, it needs to have a clear path to impact. When marketing is done strategically, it's not a cost center, it's a multiplier. If you're a CEO and you're wondering, how can I foster smarter marketing? Here's what you can do to set the tone. Firstly, set some clear. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Imagine this. You get your monthly marketing report and your eyes nearly pop out of your head. Millions spent this quarter, but where's the ROI? The campaigns look flashy and the concepts are clever. The creative deck could win awards, but when you ask, so what did this actually do for the business? You hear crickets. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Many CEOs see marketing dollars being poured into ideas that look amazing on paper, but fail to move the needle. So today, we're going to break down how to spot when marketing is wasting money, the common blind spots that lead to overspending, and questions to ask your marketing team before you greenlight these campaigns, and how to make sure every marketing dollar is spent driving business results, not just buying pretty pictures. So let's explore when marketing dollars go off track. Let's face it, marketing's creative, which is great, but creativity without accountability can become expensive art projects very quickly. Here are some common examples we see time and time again. Campaigns approved without a clear business goal or KPI attached. Stop doing that. Concepts that take weeks to produce, but whose results aren't measurable. And digital campaigns with huge ad spend, but no ongoing optimization. Events, photo shoots, or collateral that look beautiful, but don't actually contribute to the sales funnel. But here's the reality. Brilliant brainstorming sessions don't pay the bills. Every idea, no matter how shiny, it needs to have a clear path to impact. And here's where CEOs get caught out. If you're not trained in marketing, some of you are, some of you aren't, it's easy to get wowed by the creativity. You see clever idea after clever idea and you think, yes, that's great. But unless it ties back into sales, retention, measurable brand growth, it's just an expensive experiment. Now let's talk about the hidden sinkhole I like to call the concept phase. A client once told me that they spent over $100,000 just on the concept stage. We had all the things: mood boards, multiple creative directions, 15 rounds of revisions going. And the final campaign, my God, it looked gorgeous, but it barely made a dent in engagement or sales, they said. This is called concept overload. Too much time and money invested in ideas before anyone validates whether they'll even actually work. So, here are the questions CEOs need to start asking. I want you, if this is you, to start asking these questions, okay? So you can show up and speak the marketing language and make you look like a champion in any room. Ask this: how long did this campaign take to produce? How much money has it cost us so far? And most importantly, will it drive measurable results, or is it this just marketing theater? Listen, creativity is essential, but it has to be attached to some business outcomes. Otherwise, you're not building a marketing engine, you're funding a fancy art show. So let's make this practical. Here are some red flags that your marketing budget might be actually leaking. All right, red flag number one, untracked campaigns. If no one can tell you the clicks, conversions, engagement metrics, that's a problem. Okay, red flag number two, overcomplicated production, endless revisions, big budget shoots, or weeks of planning for something that could have been tested in days. Red flag number three, no alignment with the business objectives. And so If the campaign isn't tied to revenue or leads, retention, brand positioning, it's probably just fluff, can it? Red flag number four, duplicate spend across channels. Marketing teams can sometimes run overlapping campaigns without coordinating. Red flag number five, vanity metrics. We all like them. Big impressions, lots of likes, but no real conversion or sales pipeline growth. So if you're seeing these patterns, it's time to pause the spend. You're the CEO. Okay, you've got this. Start asking tougher questions of the marketing department. And what are those questions? Here they are. Glad you've asked. Before you approve another marketing campaign, here's five I've got for you. Are you ready? If you're driving, you won't be able to write them down. But if you're just listening, take note. Come back to this point in the podcast. This is it. This is the goal. Ask these questions. What business problem are we solving with this campaign? Has to be linked to it. Marketing is designed to solve problems. So ask what business problem we're solving. Next, ask, how are we measuring success? How do we know this is a great campaign? How will we know if it's not? Ask what the timeline is and what resources are actually required. And could this be done more efficiently or tested smaller before scaling and sending out the dollar bills? Ask what's the expected return and over what period? And here's the key. Don't accept fluffy answers. If the response is, oh, it's a brand awareness, ask, okay, but how are we measuring brand lift? And how will it eventually show up in our sales? This isn't micromanagement, okay? It's protecting your investment. Now let's explore the hidden cost of wasted marketing and put some numbers around this because I know you're a CEO and you love your numbers. Here we go. If your business spends, say, $500,000 a year on marketing, and even 20% of that is wasted, that's $100,000 straight out the window. Now, think about how much you'll need in new sales to replace that $100,000. Depending on your margins, it might be $500,000 more in revenue. That's why unchecked marketing spend is so dangerous. It's not just the money wasted, it's the opportunity cost of what that money could have achieved in smarter hands. Now, are you ready for the good news? Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Yes, you are. I can't hear you because this is a one-way podcast, but hey, when technology changes, you know, this is going to be awesome. So the good news is this, when marketing is done strategically, it's not a cost center, it's a multiplier. And I want you to try to implement these money-saving tips into your business. Test and scale. Run a small pilot campaign. Optimize it and then invest more once it's proven. Repurpose that content. One video can suddenly become 10 clips, a blog post, a carousel, and an email sequence and whatever else you've fantastic barber in marketing wants to put together for you, okay? Make sure you align those campaigns with your business goals. If a campaign doesn't drive towards a company objective, it really shouldn't exist. It has no place. Lean on the data. Go make friends with the digital department. Track conversions, pipeline growth, and ROI, not just the vanity metrics, not just the likes and impressions. Kill the darlings early. If a campaign isn't working, cut it fast instead of throwing more money at it just because it's beautiful. These aren't just marketing hacks, they're discipline frameworks that stop waste before it starts. So if you're a CEO and you're wondering, how can I foster smarter marketing? Here's what you can do to set the tone. Firstly, I want you to set some clear objectives and don't let marketing guess what success looks like. I want you to approve budgets with KPIs attached. No metrics, no approval. I want you to implement some review cycles. Don't wait till the quarter end, the end of the campaign. Check it regularly while it's in market. Health check it while it's out there in the market. You want to encourage efficiency. Reward the ideas that are effective and scalable, not just the flashy big ones that attract attention. And bridge marketing and finance, those two really need to talk. You got to make sure that both teams speak the same language around ROI. And if you're not getting it, demand transparency. You're the CEO. clear reporting so you can see spend versus outcome just at a glance. Because when these systems are in place, marketing is no longer a gamble and starts being a predictable growth driver. So let me share with you a little story. A client came to us frustrated. Their marketing team had spent $50,000 on a campaign over 3 months with almost no engagement. So we audited their process, and this is what we found. Half the spend was in concepting and endless revisions, right? We talked about that before. KPIs were not clearly defined until after production, and the campaign wasn't tied to any business objectives. So once we started working in with the client, we redesigned the approach. We ran a small pilot campaign first with clear measurement and repurposed the creative assets with a messaging tweak and new imagery. The result, engagement almost immediately increased as soon as we put it out there. Inquiries started coming in, and we did it all with 30% of the original spend. Proof that strategy over spectacle wins every time. So here's this takeaway for CEOs. Marketing is essential, but creativity without accountability is expensive. Always tie spend to measurable business outcomes, ask the tough decisions, be brave, and review those results often, and optimize continuously. Remember, every dollar you save from waste is a dollar that can be reinvested into your growth. And of course, if you want help auditing your marketing spend, building frameworks to make sure that every dollar counts, please reach out to us and connect with me, Marissa Candy. We're giving away as much information as I can during these episodes, but the real deal is this is free. So set us free in your business so we can unleash our ideas and take your business into a new realm, give you some fresh perspective. Go ahead. Visit our website and book in a strategy call, because at the end of the day, marketing is not magic. It's strategy, execution, and measurement. Get those three things right and you'll stop wasting money and start seeing real results. Thanks for tuning into the Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.